A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars Shadow Quarry. Act 1. Inheritance. The Galactic Empire has risen. As it spreads its forces from system to system, more and more people find themselves being crushed under the terrific weight of its will. For the people of the occupied world of Arbola, life has never been harder. One group of dissenters, led by Winston Trieste, has managed to avoid Imperial attention so far. But when a devious Imperial Admiral identifies them as traitors, they will have to risk everything to escape the world they know.
Winston, we got the spike installed, but Forum's down, and I came down here. Do you have an escape route?
I was going to use Forum as cover, but I guess I'm playing shot, so...
I knew we should have never come down here. This place is crawling with stormtroopers.
Yeah, but I mean, look how many there are. It's kind of flattering, right? Hey, watch it!
Yurik, do you have a visual on Winston?
Yeah, I can see him.
I need you to give him some cover.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now, when I say, I need you to head for that hangar over there, okay?
The big garage with the speeder bikes? That's gonna put me closer to the stormtroopers.
You bet it is.
I'm gonna ride out on one of those things, aren't I?
You bet you are.
Captain, scanners have still received no response from Theta Command.
What? That can't be right. We've been in range for what feels like a parsec.
In fact, I don't see any transmissions from anywhere.
Theta Command, this is Twilight Lynx requesting clearance to land. Do you copy? Hello. This is Twilight Lynx requesting clearance to land. Commander Andress, do you have our clearance code?
Captain?
We have clearance code 102414. Do you copy? Command, if you're hearing this is Captain Maltair Solik of the Twilight Lynx. We are approaching Harbala and are requesting clearance to land. It would be greatly appreciated if you would hold your fire. Please.
No one would dare defy that order.
Yes, well, just prep the links for atmospheric entry, okay?
Aye, Captain.
Hey! This is TK-718. I have a visual on the target. Engaging. TK-732 and 748, fall in.
Cena, I don't know if I can get past all these guys. Any chance I could get a little assistance here?
Fuck them!
Whoa! Cena, I'm kind of stuck. I'm gonna need a miracle to get out of this. Okay, wait a second.
Master Winston?
4M! You beautiful bucket of bolts. Let's get out of here!
Captain Solik, I assume you've arrived at Harbola?
Yes, Admiral.
I want a detailed report on the current ground situation there. Moff Thesk has been silent too long. She had best have an answer for her failure to report, or she will suffer the consequences.
Yes, Admiral. Shall I patch her through to you when I greet her?
That won't be necessary. I trust you can handle the situation. If I didn't think you capable, I would not have given you command of a VT-49. I want answers, Captain. Do not disappoint me. I hope you understand that by placing you in command of this ship and this operation, I'm putting my reputation on the line. And Captain?
Yes, Admiral?
Report any findings directly to me. Do not share intelligence with the rest of your team or anyone else at command. This is a highly classified operation. Is that understood?
Yes, Admiral.
Look, I'm not crazy about it either, but if we're ever going to get off this rock, I think it's at least worth considering. And that VT-49 could fetch us a hefty profit if we can get it over to Soest.
I don't know. A little illicit activity here and there, that's one thing. Hacking some small fry merchant and skimming off his profits, I can do. But breaking into an Imperial military facility and stealing a ship? You know that won't end well.
Well, if you've got a better plan, I'm all ears. I just know we've got to get out of here soon. This place is becoming impossible to conduct business.
We barely made it out alive when we installed the comm spike. We don't really even have any weapons.
Furyk's got his blaster, and 4M, well, she's 4M. Besides, there'll be plenty of weapons once we get inside.
You're impossible.
Maybe, but I'm your captain.
You can't be a captain without a ship.
Then let's you and me fix that.
Scanners are picking up some activity down there. Looks like the base is operating, just not communicating. Awaiting orders.
Twilight Links, you're clear to land. Sorry about the interference. We think it's sunspots. Welcome to Harbola.
There it is. See? Everything's going to be fine.
Base is about to start construction. Just found out we're repurposing some of our old landing zones and building a new one that's up to the new Imperial Code. Growing pains, I suppose. Sending landing coordinates now.
Andrus, key in the landing coordinates. Crew, we will be setting down in a few moments. Please prep for a formal arrival. This is one of the Empire's newest, finest ships, and they're going to want to receive it with a proper ceremony. Pull it together now, and I promise you'll have some leave this evening. In the meantime...
Captain?
Commander?
It looks like they're having us land in the impound lot.
I'm sorry?
Sir, these are the coordinates they provided.
There must be some mistake. Theta Command, this is Twilight Lynx. Do you copy?
Twilight Lynx, this is Theta Command, loud and clear.
It looks as though you sent us the wrong coordinates. We're showing an impound lot?
Affirmative. No open landing bays at the moment due to the construction. We've repurposed the impound lot to accommodate your visit. All clear for landing.
But I was under the impression that... Never mind. Twilight Lynx out.
Orders?
Just put us down.
Sir, didn't Theta Command just do that?
Andrus.
I'm sorry, Captain. Setting coordinates now.
All right, gang. This operation's gonna require the utmost discretion. I know we've had a string of bad luck lately, but this ship is gonna change everything for us. Furyk, we're going to need you to lead the charge.
Yeah?
Yeah. 4M, is there anything we can do to make you a little more... stealthy?
Master Winston, I have been asking for an oil bath for quite a few months now, and if I could just...
We don't have any oil. Sina, can we get this droid some slippers or anything?
Winston, you know that's not a thing, right?
Just please get creative with that, and paint her black or something.
I'll see what I can do. But she's not going to go unnoticed.
Excuse me, but if I disable my weapon system, I can cut my
auto
detection levels.
Not an option. Sina, slippers. Now we're gonna enter the same way we did last time, but this time we're sticking to the plan, okay? Sina, you did get that spike uploaded last time, right?
Yes, it put out an alert to command that all TIE hangars are temporarily down for construction and rerouted their Imperial dignitaries right to the impound lot.
That's my girl.
But that's only going to stall air traffic for so long before they figure us out. We need to strike now if we're going to take advantage of that.
All right. Then, may the Force be with us, yeah?
Come with me, 4M. We are going to go shopping for droid slippers.
Yes, Master Cena. Have you considered upgrading my crossover Dodeca for Diagnostics Enhancer? I'm quite fine.
Furyk, I need to know you're with me on this. Air support shouldn't be a problem, but you're our eyes on the ground, okay?
Yeah, okay. You know, you just picked the 70-year-old to be the eyes. I wonder about you sometimes.
70 boffin years, Furyk. And besides, I think everybody in this place wonders about me sometimes. I like to think it's the sign of a great captain.
I got a bad feeling about this.
This has been a Radio Free Tatooine production. Star Wars Shadow Quarry. Written and produced by Sean McMillan. Starring Sean McMillan as Winston Trieste. Angela McMillan as Sina. John Halsey as Captain Solek. Katrina Dennis as Commander Andrus. Mike Pilot as Furyk. Amy Salas as 4MY. Joe Lutovsky as Admiral Garvel. Brad Poor as TK718. Opening crawl by Jonathan Baker. Sound design by Sean McMillan. And my voice is that of Sean McMillan. Star Wars Shadow Quarry is not produced by or endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or Disney. It is intended for entertainment only and is provided 100% free to listen. Star Wars and the galaxy far, far away in which it is set are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. The official site for Star Wars can be found at starwars.com. Find more episodes of Shadow Quarry at radiofreetatooine.com. No banthas were harmed in the making of this audio drama.